Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 1. Matthew 28, verse 1. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." So remember that Jesus was arrested, mocked, beaten, scourged, sentenced to death, and crucified on Friday. He was taken down from the cross and put in the tomb before the sunset on Friday, was in the tomb the second day, which was the Sabbath day on Saturday, and then arose on the third day, which was Sunday. That's where we are here with Matthew chapter 28. Now, Matthew only records that these women came to see the tomb. Mark records in chapter 16 that they brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. So remember, as I told you before, that he was very quickly buried so that they could not finish everything that they would normally do for a body before it would be buried. So they're coming back on Sunday morning after the Sabbath has passed in order to complete these things. Now Matthew also records this earthquake and the angel descending and the reaction of the guards. Remember that the Jews had come to Pilate and stated that, "Hey, he said he was going to arise on the third day. We want some soldiers in order to make the tomb secure so that they cannot steal the body and then say that he arose." So they have some number of soldiers that are there guarding this tomb, but when the angel comes, they faint over. They become like dead men. Now, it's just my personal thoughts, but I don't necessarily think that these guys just fainted over. I think this was a work of God that it happened this way so that they would not interfere with these women nor of this conversation or with what the angels were coming to do. So yes, it states that they were fearful, but again, I think that God had a hand in how things played out. They become like dead men. But this angel says, "Don't be afraid." Well, the guards were afraid, so he's telling the women, "Don't be afraid." And the angel takes the women inside the tomb and shows them the place where their Lord had been laid. And of course, he's not there, for he has risen. It's difficult to say whether these women were around whenever many of the discussions had taken place before, where Jesus revealed that he was going to be crucified and killed and rise on the third day. I would personally make the assumption that at some point they were probably present because these were some of the women that were ministering to Jesus. But again, we cannot make that determination because it is not revealed to us. But they come looking for Jesus and he's not there. And it's not that someone has stolen his body. It's not that someone has done something nefarious. It's not a conspiracy. It is that he has risen from the dead, just as he said he would, and just as fulfills the plan of God. So what began as, well, I'm sure would be a very solemn day. They were going to come and anoint the body. Now, it's a joyous occasion. They get to run and go tell the disciples of this great hope because he has risen. Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no hope. Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no promise of resurrection for us. And so this is a hope-filled moment in the gospel accounts. It is a moment that should be stored within our hearts, because this is central to our faith, that Jesus arose from the dead, proving that he was who he said he was, and giving us hope of victory over death. This event changed the lives of these women and changed the lives of his disciples that would become his apostles. Remember that when Jesus was arrested, they all scattered. But after his ascension into heaven, you see an unwavering commitment and courage to preach the gospel. Their life was changed forever. They were no longer afraid of death. They were no longer afraid of men. They were no longer afraid of anything. They were confident in their salvation and confident in the Lord. And we need to allow him to change our lives in the same way. Because of that hope that is laid up for us as children of God, we need to be totally committed. We need to have complete courage. We need to be, we need to set behind us the fearful attitudes that might so easily beset us. People are afraid of so many different things. You know, people have phobias. They get, you know, afraid of water, afraid of flying, afraid of spiders or bugs or different things. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about being afraid so that we don't live our lives the way that we should. You allow that fear to change your life. In Jesus, we are to be people of courage and of hope, not of people of fear and rejection. So think about these things today and be prayerful that we can embrace that hope and live lives that are filled with hope and joy and love. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.